The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There's a reason that we live so far from Hollywood. In the country, looking hard to find a home. With nothing perfect or considered.
Bonjour, hi, the world has found you, so I'm Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway on this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful morning. And the reason I'm calling it a wonderful morning is simply because a historic peace deal doesn't often come along. A historic peace deal is not an everyday occurrence. We had one in 1978 between Menachem Begin, Anwar Sadat, and Jimmy Carter. We had one in 1994. Between Jordan's King Hussein, Yitzhak Rabin, the Israeli Prime Minister, and Bill Clinton. And we have one now, as of yesterday, between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Crown Prince MBZ, Zayed, as they call him, MBZ, in the United Arab Emirates, and Donald Trump. And it paves the way for a new Middle East. The headlines all tell the story. You got to go to the headlines. Financial Times of Great Britain. Israel and the United Arab Emirates strike historic peace accord. The Telegraph in London, Israel to normalize relations with UAE in historic deal sealed by Donald Trump. The Washington Post, Trump announces historic peace agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. The Wall Street Journal, Israel, United Arab Emirates pact sealed after months of furtive talks among envoys trusted by their leaders. The New York Times, Israel and United Arab Emirates strike major diplomatic agreement. Times of Israel gave us a little look into the backstory from Mossad, overtures to frenetic U.S. diplomacy, how the UAE deal really happened. And of course, sub-headlines, minor stories, who's upset? The Palestinians. I talked to a senior staffer at the NSC yesterday off the record, not for attribution. All the right people are upset, this individual told me. I'm going to have the senior NSC staffer on later today. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien will join me to discuss this historic moment. Let's review what President Trump said in the Oval yesterday, cut number 22, where he talks about what has just been concluded.
Earlier today, very exciting news, very big news all over the world. They're talking about it all over the world. It was amazing. We finalized a historic peace agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. After half a century, Israel and the United Arab Emirates will fully normalize their diplomatic relations. Nobody thought this was something that could happen for a long time. This is the most important diplomatic breakthrough since the Egypt-Israel peace agreement was signed over 40 years ago. We have Ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, here. Thank you, David, for being here. We very much, you would agree that this was a big day for Israel and a big day for the world.
It was a huge day for the world. I will explain why. One more President Trump. It's not in the Oval. This is when he's at the podium later. Cut number 23.
The deal that was reached today will enable Muslims to have far greater ability to visit many historic sites in Israel and to peacefully pray at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is very important to them, which they've wanted to have access to for many, many decades. This is a monumental step to forging ties of cooperation in the Middle East, and I think you're going to have other countries come forward. I can tell you we already do, and they want to make a deal. You could have peace in the Middle East. It would be fantastic. Israel is also suspending settlements in the West Bank, which is a big deal, a bold step toward achieving peace. Israel and the United Arab Emirates have also agreed to immediately expand and accelerate scientific collaboration to develop effective treatments and vaccines to defeat the China virus.
Yeah, they are the two most advanced states in the region. Israel and the United Arab Emirates is where all the economic development happens. Now, obviously, the keystones of the Arab world are Egypt, which already has a peace treaty with Israel, and Saudi Arabia, which does not yet. But UAE's MBZ is very much a leader now, first among equals in the Middle East, with others to rally around him. And he is widely regarded around the world as being the go-to guy in the Arab world. And, of course, Netanyahu has been prime minister of Israel for the longest of any prime minister in Israel's history, which begins in modern history, which begins in 1948. And the reality of this is it means investment and trade and burgeoning goodwill. It also, our friend Dr. Michael Oren, who's on once a week, former Israeli ambassador to the United States, former deputy minister in the Israeli government, has often said after the Trump peace plan came out, that either an Arab government had to make peace with Israel or Israel would exercise its sovereignty over Judea and Samaria. And the Arab world didn't want that. They want a final peace agreement to be done between the Palestinian Authority, but the Palestinian Authority has refused for decades to move since the fake peace of Oslo in 1994. And, you know, what's ironic is in 1978, the Nobel Peace Prize was rightly given to Anwar Sadat and Menachem Begin, but they didn't give it to Jimmy Carter, and Jimmy Carter should have received it then. And in 1994, Yitzhak Rabin got the Nobel Peace Prize, and he should have gotten it that year, but for the deal with Jordan's King Hussein, and Bill Clinton should have gotten it as well. For that was another keystone deal. Instead, they gave it to Yasser Arafat in one of the historic embarrassment of Oslo. This year, the Nobel Prize ought to go to Netanyahu, MBZ, and President Trump. I'm not sure it will, because Oslo is so fundamentally opposed to doing anything that makes sense. But that which gets rewarded gets repeated. And there are stories. It's not verified. Maybe Ambassador O'Brien will give us a hint later, but I doubt he'll declare anything, that the Arab states of Bahrain and Oman are next in line and very close to signing similar deals as the Middle East turns on a new axis. The U.S.-led entente of nations opposed to Iranian expansion and malign influence in the region, and those nations under the thrall of Iran include Syria and southern Lebanon, at least, and opposing it are the Sunni Arab world, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, the UAE, Jordan, of course, Bahrain. Qatar goes between the two. They don't really know what they're doing, but UAE leads the way. And this could mean so much good news for the world. I'm just wondering, do you understand how much big news this is for the world? 1-800-520-1234. Joe Biden had to compliment Donald Trump last night. This major diplomatic breakthrough stepped, it's Camp David all over again. It's a huge deal. And by the way, the list of supporting characters, this is a book. This is a book. You've got Mike Pompeo sending Brian Hook in to the middle of this. You've got Robert O'Brien sending Major General Miguel Correa and Captain Mark Vandroff. General Correa's active duty Captain Vandroff is retired from the Navy. Jared Kushner's key man is Avi Berkowitz. Secretary Mnuchin's into the middle of this. Daniel Friedman, the ambassador, is in the middle of this. And, of course, here in Washington, Israeli Ambassador Ron Dermer and United Arab Emirates Ambassador to the United States, Youssef Al-Otaiba, met repeatedly. Indeed, Israel's spy master, Yossi Cohen of Mossad, kept going back and forth to the Emirates. It's amazing that none of this linked. None of this leaked anywhere. The White House is allegedly full of leaks, and this is a huge accomplishment. And it proves that if you stick with it, Jared Kushner's taken so much grief from people. If you stick with it, if you lay down the objective and you stick with it, in 4 years, you can achieve peace. Hats off to MBZ, Netanyahu, and Trump. And if you're not cheering, you don't really care about peace in the Middle East, because this is a big deal. What's your reaction? 1-800-520-1234. That's the rundown on this Friday morning. A great Friday morning for peace in the world, and especially in the Middle East, especially for our friends in Israel and the United Arab Emirates. 1-800-520-1234. Your reaction connects you to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Welcome back, America. It's a great day. Peace in the Middle East between two longtime adversaries, Little Sparta, United Arab Emirates. That's what General Mattis called Sparta at the Nixon Library when I hosted him last fall. Little Sparta, always ready to help on the good side. And Israel, our greatest ally in the world, probably our most reliable ally in the world. Some would say the United Kingdom, but really, Israel's got the punch above its weight and the willingness to stand with America at the United Nations always unquestioningly. It's a de facto member of the Five Eyes. I just think it's such a great day. We want to honor it. Rod in Cleveland, 1-800-520-1234. What do you think of the big peace deal, Rod?
Oh, my. It's Rob with the B. But,
oh, sorry about that.
No, that's okay. That's okay. No, man, I really needed some good news today for all sorts of peculiar reasons that are personal. But holy mackerel, this is fantastic.
It is.
I'm buoyant, but I'm also worried that nobody's going to want to hear good news just because nobody wants to broadcast any good news and things like that. And you're from area, so you know that I'm from the east side of Cleveland. There's a big Jewish population here. And
Shaker Heights, you betcha. Yeah, but this isn't just something for the Jewish population. I mean, everybody in the world benefits. But, of course, Israelis the most and friends of Israel's are just all standing in applause. It's normal. It's just going to be normal.
It's huge, and I hope everyone picks it up and talks about it. I hope everyone congratulates everyone who was involved with this, and I don't think that they will.
Yeah, well, that's why I ran down the names of that list of people. This was such a complicated deal. I spent time on the phone with a senior National Security Council staffer yesterday. I couldn't reach Ambassador O'Brien yesterday. It was not Ambassador O'Brien. And the number of people involved in this, the number of agencies, the three countries each have delegations, and not one leak, Rod, not one leak. It's amazing.
Yeah, they couldn't brag about it or else they'd kill it.
They'd kill it. That's right. And they didn't kill it. They got it done. Youssef Al-Otaiba is the ambassador from UAE to America, and he penned an op-ed that was kind of critical to this. I don't want to ignore that. But it was the whole story. We'll have O'Brien on later in the show. Rob, thank you. Great call. Joanne in Scranton, Pennsylvania, 1-800-520-1234. What do you think of the Trump Netanyahu MBZ deal?
I think it shows how great our president is in making foreign policy. And he did a wonderful job, and I'd like to thank our president for being a peacemaker.
You know, that is I'd forgotten on the grave of the late Richard Nixon is inscribed the famous phrase, the greatest title the world can bestow is that of peacemaker. And that is what these three guys have done. And, you know, it will be dramatic over time. It will be especially dramatic if Bahrain and Oman come along behind them. But I know we're in the middle of a presidential campaign. I know we're in the middle of a pandemic. The pandemic will pass. There will be a re-election, or President Biden will be inaugurated in January. All that will pass. What will go on are flights between Abu Dhabi and Dubai and Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. That's what's going to go on. There's going to be, I just think of the investments that are going to flow both ways, the people that are going to flow both ways, the capital that's going to flow both ways, the coronavirus research that's going to flow both ways, the doctors and the medical research. It hasn't been as great between Israel and Egypt, because Egypt was out there alone for a long time. Jordan and Israel, yes, but there's still the enormous enmity of the Palestinian radical movement aimed at the Israelis that sometimes nest in Jordan. UAE is different, man. UAE is big time. This is simply big time. We come back from break. More of your phone calls, 1-800-520-1234. Don't forget Birch Gold. If you want to celebrate today by laying in some gold, simply call Birch Gold. I'm going to talk to him later today and buy some gold. The market yesterday, this is the market cap brought to you by Birch Gold. Dow was down 80, NASDAQ up 30, the S&P down 7. And gold this morning is at 1,956. Great time to buy it from Birch Gold. You go to HughGold.com, HughGold.com. Or you can text my name, Hugh, to 474747. That's Hugh to 474747. Get some of your IRA into a gold back, precious metals back, safety instrument. Birch Gold is trusted, and they're trusted by me. They'll be trusted by me later today. Remember now, call me, 1-800-520-1234, about this peace deal. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show. I just want to tell you how I'm feeling. Gotta make you understand. Never gonna give you up. Welcome back, America. Sonny Bunch joins us now, the official movie critic of the Hugh Hewitt Show. I'm going to ask him about his opinion of the UAE, Israel, and United States peace accord, and I'll be back to your phone calls in a minute. But since I am a veteran of Boy State, I had to talk to Sonny Bunch this morning. Sonny, how are you? Official movie critic of the Hugh Hewitt Show and podcaster for The Bulwark.
Hi, Hugh. How are you?
I'm great. Boy State.
You are also a Boy Stater?
Senate President Pro Tem 1974 Buckeye Boy State.
Oh, man. See, I too went to Boy State in the great state of Virginia way back in 2000.
I'm pretty sure the density of Boy State alumni inside the Beltway is as high as it is anywhere in the world.
Oh, yeah, undoubtedly. I mean, look, so we're going to talk about this documentary in a second, but it is very funny because it made me, watching this made me relive my experience of Boy State, which was very different from what was in the movie and is very different from yours, Hugh, I think.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I was a total... I'm not a pull. I'm not a glad hander and a back scratcher and, trying to get people, to support me in these sorts of ventures. So I was very much one of the guys on the sidelines, right? Kind of watching.
Oh, Sonny, I was in the thick. My buddy Rick Tice from Howland and I, he was the governor and I was the Senate President Pro Tem. We ran the place in Columbus. I think we were at John Carroll. So we're probably in this movie. I'm afraid to watch this movie, but you were one of the guys who were the delegates in the assembly, a backbencher mumbling.
Oh yeah. Total backbencher. I mean, my biggest memory. So the Virginia Boy State takes place at Liberty University, or at least it used to. I don't know if it still does. But when I was there, it was at Liberty University, right? So Jerry Falwell School. And the thing I most remember about it was the fact that we couldn't actually buy playing cards in the gift shop. Because, you know, we're a bunch of kids. We want to play cards. We wanted to play spades or hearts or whatever. And we were like, hey, can we go buy some cards? And somebody was like, nah, no cards here.
Oh, we were at Ashland, now that I think about it. And, yes, we were allowed to buy cards. But the thing I remember is that the guys who ended up being sheriff, when they ran out of jobs and they still had some people around, they made them sheriffs.
Oh, man. Did they go full Stanford prison experiment? Start, throwing people in prison? And
They just patrolled, you know, the side. It was what do you do with this guy over here who somehow did not manage to get a job? And there's girl states, by the way. I don't want to be want to be sexist here. But tell us about Apple TV's documentary.
So at Sundance this year, there were the big surprise hit. Documentary was this movie Boy State, which is it follows the crew of the, I believe it's the 2018 Texas Boy State attendees. They are Boy State is just for the uninitiated, people who didn't understand what you and I were going on about right now. Boy State is it is basically a week-long summer camp put on by the American Legion in every state in our great union. It is a civics camp, more or less. You go and you learn about what it means to be an American citizen and, you know, the importance thereof. And the events that kind of defines each Boy State is the students who show up there. It's kids between the age of 16 and 18, more or less. The students who show up there are they come up with their own government based on their state government. So, you know, you have people running. You get divided when you show up into two parties, right? In Texas, I don't know if it's the same everywhere. I can't remember what it was in Virginia.
I can't remember either.
In Texas, it's the Federalists and the Nationalists, which is kind of weird. Like already that, you know, yeah. if you know anything about the Federalists,
they're the same thing.
but whatever. Once you get divided into these groups, you run for office. So you have kids running for governor. You have kids running for, you know, attorney general, all that. You have essentially Karl Rove types who are playing campaign strategists. You have party chairman, all this sort of stuff. So Boy State, this movie, follows a group of these kids from Texas who are doing just this, who are running for office. And it's an amusing... it's an amusing movie, and it's an amusing look at a slightly absurd thing, because Boy State is, in the end, slightly absurd.
Oh, it's so absurd.
You take all these kids, and you divide them into totally random groups, and you say, all right, you are this group now, and you are this group now. And they have to come up with their party platforms and all that. And, like, I'm sorry, I don't mean to disrespect the youth. But hearing a bunch of, like, 17-year-olds talk about gun control and abortion and, you know, at one point secession, it's a bit much. It's hard to take too seriously.
Now, I remember Mitch McConnell would be proud. I just wanted to be in the Senate because they had the best perks, right? They had the best room with the fewest chairs and the best perk. And I got to run the Senate. And so it was absolutely completely self-interested. Did any of that come through that there are perks to be had? If cards cannot be gained on liberty, there are perks to be had?
There's definitely some of that. And you know, again, these kids are, they're teenagers. So they're really hamming it up for the camera in some places. And, you know, they're doing their whole kind of Karl Rove shtick when they're trying to figure out, you know, what appeals to people. You know, we're trying to win the people over. How do we appeal to them and win their votes? My big complaint about this documentary is that for as serious as it purports to take the children who are involved in the effort, it makes a serious analytical mistake, which is that in the end, I'm trying to dance around talking about the ending here, but in the end, there's too much focus on campaign tactics as opposed to campaign issues. And you know, like anything else in this world, it's easy to feel like you have been cheated by the other side by a dirty trick or a bad tactic. It's much harder to look at, you know, the fact that you might be running on an unpopular platform and that may have cost you votes, especially, you know, these are, I would presume, pretty liberal filmmakers making a documentary about a bunch of conservative kids. In
Texas. Sure. You know why they picked Texas. You know why they picked Texas. They went to Texas because they were looking for yahoos. I will tell you one thing. I'm awfully damn glad no one filmed Buckeye Boy State in 1974. Because, the hair was terrible. And the clothes were worse. And these kids are all going to regret being in this movie. I don't care what the waiver says. They're all going to sue these filmmakers someday. But, Sonny, do you remember Election from 1999 that had in Matthew Broderick and Reese Witherspoon? It's one of my favorite movies. Is it a little Election-like?
It is. It's definitely a little Election-like. It's funny because, you know, in Boy State, the characters, the kids that we're watching, the characters, right? You know, you have these guys who show up to Boy State and they have their plans in mind, right? And they want to run for governor, right? They want to run, and when they get there, there's one guy who is just like naturally charismatic. He actually in my notes. He looks like a, you know, kind of like a teen idol type, right? In my notes, I actually wrote that. I think he looks like Matt Dillon from My Bodyguard, which is, you know, it, like he had the kind of feathered hair and he was like, oh yeah, hey man, bro, what's up? And it just reminded me, and he is a big hit initially. And then he kind of like loses momentum when people start talking to the other kids and they get to like issues and, you know, what you believe in and that sort of thing. So there's a very Tracy Flick-ish sort of attitude. Who is the lead, the Reese Witherspoon character in Election? To some of these kids, right? That like, you know, they're strivers. They want to get in there and do it and make all the changes and run everything.
There is no one with a unique high school experience. There really isn't. Everybody's high school experience is the same. You might have a different role in the high school. So I'm sure that's what's captured here, but we all like to rewatch it. But before we run out of time, are we going to be able to go back to the movies this summer?
You know, AMC announced all of their A-list and Stubbs members that theaters are going to start reopening across the country on August 20th and kind of roll out in a staggered fashion everywhere where it's safe, where the government has allowed the theaters to open. So in Texas, it's kind of hit and miss. Some of our theaters are going to open, some of them aren't. In Virginia, it's funny, I went and looked in Virginia to see what Virginia theaters were opening, and all of the AMCs around me, where I used to live in Alexandria in Virginia, were opening, but none of the theaters in D.C. are opening. None of the theaters in New York are opening. None of the theaters are
Well, I'm going to be able to go see it then. I'm a Virginia guy. The other thing I want to promote, Sonny, you're terrible at self-promotion. For months, I struggled to get Sonny Bunch to do a podcast, and we were this close, and it never happened. And then the Bulwark comes along and signed him. I feel like the Yankees losing out on a starting pitcher. How do people get the Sonny Bunch podcast?
If you search for The Bulwark Goes to Hollywood on iTunes and wherever else you can find your podcast, it's there. One difference between this and the show we were talking about, Hugh, is that this is once a week. It's not every day. And it's an interview show. I'm interviewing just people who are interesting, and have interesting things to say about Hollywood and the future of Hollywood.
It's going to be big. People love this segment. It's going to be big. Bulwark Goes to Hollywood on iTunes and all those different places.
The guy I interviewed this week is actually really, really interesting. If you're into movie theaters and exhibition and the future of exhibition, he used to work for Real D, which is the company that makes 3D. And I am a huge 3D skeptic. I'm not really into 3D, as people, you know, who have read and listened to me for a long time know. So, you know, I was a little bit nervous going into this. But he is like happy to admit all of the failings in 3D. He is perfectly happy to talk about all that. But it's a really interesting conversation, weirdly, about projectors. And people don't know that theaters spent a ton of money backed up by the studios a few years back to change all their projectors over from film projectors to digital projectors. And all of those projectors are breaking down now. Do you know why, Hugh? I'm going to spoil the podcast a little bit.
Gum? Is it gum?
Popcorn grease. Popcorn grease is breaking all of these very expensive, very high powered digital projectors down.
Oh,
because the theaters don't clean them out. And
I got to go subscribe to The Bulwark Goes to Hollywood. That's the name of the podcast. Sonny doesn't know how to promote anything. The Bulwark Goes to Hollywood. Go and sign up for it right now. The Bulwark Goes to Hollywood. Sonny Bunch on Twitter. That's easy to remember. But The Bulwark Goes to Hollywood is his podcast. Sonny, thank you. Hollywood. Popcorn grease. That was Dwayne's undoing, actually. That's what got his arteries. And when I come back, more on this historic Pete Steele after we hear from Tarzana Joe. 1-800-520-1234. Connection to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Joined now by the poet laureate of the Hugh Hewitt Show, Tarzana Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Hugh. I have for you this week some random observations that may resolve itself into a point. Let's see. I feel for 2020 like I do the dear departed. Summer's almost over, but it hasn't even started. I haven't had a barbecue. I didn't go for a swim. There hasn't been a weekend drive I've taken on a whim. I don't remember spring at all. That should have been a warning. Persephone has disappeared, Demeter's still in mourning.
Oh.
And when October comes around, the leaves won't flutter to the ground. Unlike it has since its beginning, the earth, I think, has stopped its spinning. All through my years upon this orb, the world has limped and drifted. Could it be that finally the paradigm has shifted? The media, which leans so left, will suddenly lean right. Night won't follow day. Oh no, the day will follow night. Down is up and up is down. What once was out is in. The NFL might play some games. The Indians might win. Now, you may think I'm giddy and my firm conclusion strange, but all of this disruption means that things will finally change. Folks may be assertive who have showed us meek demeanors, with the leaders of the Senate finally issuing subpoenas. I'd like to think it was before, if it were up to me, but maybe we still have a chance. Or how it ought to be. That's stoppage time, or I bet you couldn't figure out where I was going that you by Tarzana.
Subpoenas?
Yes.
You know, that is, I guess, poetic license to be defined.
Absolutely, and I had it renewed last month. The DMV reopened, and I was in there.
Speaking of licenses, I know it's an unlicensed profession, but I hope the commissions continue to keep Tarzana Joe Kingdom afloat on a world of verse.
Absolutely.
All right, go to TarzanaJoe.com for this week's offering and send him an email if you need a poem for any occasion, even a coronavirus. Send it to TarzanaJoe@Reagan.com. TarzanaJoe@Reagan.com. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, you.
I want to thank all of you who are out there who've been helping my Food for the Poor campaign. It's all of August, and we've made a great start because you folks have heard the reality. You know the reality that the virus has ravaged Central and South America. And starvation stalks children by the tens of thousands. We're not going to be able to help them all, but $37 will feed a child for 6 months in Central or South America because Food for the Poor knows what they are doing. And this audience is so generous. You've all stepped up. Many $37 contributions, many $370 contributions. A couple of those are in the four figures. Thank you all, whether it's $10 or $1,000. If you can go higher than that, please do. It goes to Food for the Poor to take care of these kids. Marcus Frisch is the project director for Food for the Poor in Haiti, where the starvation is imminent for many people. He says to avoid COVID-19, the government is forcing children and families to stay in their homes, risking starvation until a familiar vehicle pulls up.
When Food for the Poor comes by with a truck, with a care package, that's a lifeline. That is a way for them to reinstill their faith in God and reinstill their faith in Food for the Poor. We are the ones on the ground providing this vital assistance, which allows a family to keep going through these troubling times.
And I'll tell you, we have sent Tom Tradup, Phil Boyce, many other people in the Salem Radio Network, which syndicates my show, and many other people in the radio business have been with Food for the Poor to their feeding centers and their partners like Caritas in Guatemala. And all I have to tell you is call 855-359-4673 today and make a contribution. 855-359-4673. 855-359-4673. If you're a Steelers fan, that's 855-359-HOPE. And if you've been a Steelers fan forever, just go to my website, HughHewitt.com, and at the very top, there's an emergency food relief banner. Hit that, and please keep some kids alive. Let me go back to the phones. Mark in Omaha, Nebraska, what'd you make of the big peace deal announcement yesterday between Donald Trump and the leaders of the United Arab Emirates and Israel?
It was a huge deal. I really needed some good news. I know the country did and the world got the good news. And we were just so happy. And the observation I thought in my head was we had two people that are non-politicians that aren't getting a paycheck, Jared and Trump, to help get involved to get this done. That's terrific. And I thought they've been working on that for at least couple years, but
three and a half years. Jared Kushner has been working on this 3.5 years. Donald Trump giving him the writ to do so. But we had Ambassador Friedman, National Security Advisor O'Brien, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Brian Hook from the State Department. We have so many people. Avi, what is his last name? I forget Avi's last name. I got to look it up. There's so many people involved. Vanessa, Greenville, South Carolina. Hi, Vanessa. 30 seconds, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Hugh. I just wanted to say what a tremendous accomplishment that was achieved yesterday for peace in the world. And I just hope that the drive-by media can maybe show a little bit of coverage on that instead of the leadership that was claimed yesterday about wearing a mask outside for 3 months.
You know, I want the names Avi Berkowitz and Captain Mark Vandroff, retired Navy, Brigadier Major General Miguel Correa, all the people who worked on this, Daniel Freeman, Israeli Ambassador Ron Dermer, UAE Ambassador Youssef Al-Otaiba. They all ought to be front page, as they are, and lead every cable. This is historic. This is Camp David. And no one can make me not happy today. It's great for the world. I'll be right back. Hour number two, I think National Security Advisor O'Brien will be joining us. Stay tuned, America. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.